Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
Yo, back in the building, Sneak Diss Podcast, Ryan, George, Greg.
Pew, pew.
Yep.
Episode 39.
Yep.
Larry Nance.
I knew you would mess it up.
I can't even think. Larry Zonka.
Yeah.
Larry Zonka. And, Hall of Famer, Miami Dolphins.
Dominic Hasek.
I think I like that one better. I actually watched him for years play. Kind of a busy week. Christmas coming up. Y'all done shopping?
Yeah, right.
I'm about to finish out of the podcast.
I have no idea. So, if my wife is done, we're done.
I need to go get a gift card from Fry's Electronics because they do 20% off iTunes gift cards every Wednesday.
I need
what?
What? But you do you got to have a code for that?
Yeah, but I can get
it. I'm going to have to sign up for that stuff.
I don't know why you're surprised. I send you stuff literally all the time.
Is this Fry's Electronics so far, though?
You got to go there? Online?
Isn't there one on the west side?
Mm-mm. There's only the one that's on Thunderbird and like
that's
whatever.
The west side.
That's the west side.
Yeah, but that's like...
Well, wait for it.
But that's like northwest. Like
well, you go to Arrowhead all the time, Mall.
Yeah, but that's still further. Arrowheads are like 99th Avenue. Fry's Electronics is on like 27th.
What do you mean?
Fry's Electronics on Thunderbird is like Thunderbird and 27th Avenue.
Oh, so anyway, up to 17 then.
Everybody listening like, we don't know what you guys are talking about. pickups. Anybody?
You know, Simple got pickups.
I got pickups.
What
I
you got?
Picked up
we
a,
got pickups too.
I have eight pickups.
I picked up a Yeezy V2 Red.
A.
I picked up a reverse shattered backboard.
A.
I picked
double
up
a
battery. Second pair of top threes.
Boo.
For 170 shipped.
Boo.
It's lit.
Boo.
And I think that might be... Oh, no, I picked up a hell of stuff on Ruville yesterday. They had a crazy sale. I got freshwater Griffies for $55, and I picked up the Black Cruise Trainers for $70.
I forgot about that.
You're welcome. Shout out to the plug.
Shout out to the plug.
Yeah, the Martin plug is the plug. Rome from me. I just didn't tell y'all.
Man.
That's fucked up.
I didn't think about it. I was in class. I was training somebody.
Yes.
You're
an actual selfish person, though.
Yes. Black Cruise.
English 101.
I mean, Black Cruise for $70. I mean, stop.
Stop it.
I think that's about it.
That's
the biggest thing, yes. Oh, sorry. Real quick, today's intro beat, Johnny Gonzalez. Dope beat.
Follow Fire him. Beats.
Follow him at @fresh_ds23. You need a hot beat? Check him out. And
check
if you guys
Drake,
got beats.
Drizzy Drake, hit him up.
If you guys have beats, hit us up. Email them to us, thesneakdiss@gmail.com. So, let me know. Pickups.
Sneak this first, by the way. We got the game on while we're recording. First time.
That's right.
First. Oh, we're at the new Sneak This studio.
First time for everything.
New Sneak This studio coming live.
Gosh, what else? Oh, yeah, pickups. You done, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm done.
What you got, George?
No, what you got?
That was it. Black Clues, that was it.
Oh, you did your
Clues?
Already?
Yeah, that was it.
Dang. Selfish.
Oh, I got
L season. For us, even though there was 20,000 pairs or whatever it was.
Didn't get black and white Yeezys.
Oh, I got black and white Yeezys too. Pickups.
Dang, he said red and black and totally forgot he got one for retail.
I did.
You should have told him you wanted to pay one.
Shout out to Ben Haddo's for the trade. Shout out to Charles and Abe. Thank you, sirs.
The other plug.
We all took L's on Yeezys and DB7s. You got a W on a Yeezy. What you got, George?
I only picked one thing up for myself. Burgundy. 3.0. Ultra Boost 3.0.
Suff.
Restock. Retail. Restock.
Well, I'm glad you got your pair.
Fire.
You finally got them. Yeah, right.
I
mean, you finally got them.
Suck my anus.
It was at one point when you thought you weren't going to get them.
I mean, there was nothing being said about other retails getting them, other retailers getting them, or Adidas would restock. They restocked every other color except those for like 2 weeks straight. And then finally those, shout out to Soul Links. Matter of fact, Soul Links is the for real retail plug. Because if you catch one of their links live, you're going to win. You're going to catch a W.
It's lit.
If you have Twitter and you don't have your notifications on for Soul Links and you have money to spend,
you're doing something wrong.
You are doing something wrong with your life. All right.
I think that's it. I mean, I bought some other stuff, but it's not for me.
What's coming out this week?
What's coming out this week? Bape questions.
I got you.
Trash. Bape questions. Jordan 16 Midnight Blues. I think the Storm Blue Jordan 1s might come out this weekend, too. I'm not sure.
Oh, they do.
They already are because the early Nike Plus app was today.
Oh, okay. They're already on eBay for retail.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Storm Blue. They're dope, but they're $90 dope.
But that, you
forgetting stuff. You saw my person already?
Huh?
You forgetting stuff. See, that's why I got it.
Wait, you saw the person?
I'm sure you're the Boost Snob, so I'm sure there's...
Wait. You saw the
follow at Boost Snob.
Oh, that's right. Shout out to George, the new Boost Snob.
Finally got a Twitter account specifically for the sneak diss. Follow us or else. Follow me or else.
You seen Storm Blues in person?
Nah. I mean, it just looks like Kentucky. No, looks like that. Kentucky.
You don't want
them? SB. I mean, I would buy them for 100 for under retail. Oh, so like if we get them for that. Nah.
All right. Then I'll wait then.
I checked that Nike Plus app when they like tweet out, check to see if you got it early. I checked on it to add to cart, but I don't think I would have checked out.
Nah.
Why are you the only person that ever gets anything out of the cart? Ever. All day.
Oh, neither one of y'all got
notifications, but I never get anything in it besides I got LeBron soldiers with all them straps and some weird dunk.
Simple got heats. What do you get? Heat rocks. KD.
Oh, yeah. KD 27s.
Oh, yes. Sauce.
KD hot sauce.
Yes.
I mean, I'm assuming just marinaras. Because I'm the only one ordering stuff when I do get notifications or something, or I don't know. I assume that has something to do with it.
But you do it fraudulently.
I mean, sometimes. Not like real.
Credit card points.
Yeah, but not like actual fraudulence. Is that a word? Fraudulent?
I don't know, but I will take no part in this if the FBI is listening. So I have no idea what you're talking
about. That's what I'm saying. It's not real fraud. It's
credit
just
card
like,
scam.
It's just my credit card company allows me to get a credit against my bill if I return something. So rather than
I still don't interest. Like that like we're gonna talk about that at lunch tomorrow because I still don't understand how you think you're getting ahead by paying
because I'm not paying interest every month. If you pay off your entire bill with US Bank, you don't I mean it probably works the same with every credit card, but I don't know if every other credit card gives you a credit when you return something towards that bill. Okay, so for example, if you spend $400 one month, when your bill comes out, you owe $400 by the due date. If you don't pay $400, they're going to charge you interest. So you can make the minimum payment or whatever amount you want, but if you pay less than $400, they're going to charge you interest on whatever is left over.
So then you spend $400 to return $400?
You could do that if you wanted to. I'm not that, what's the word?
It's illegal?
Not fraudulent. No, it's definitely not illegal. I'm not that bad. I'll buy something that's like $200 and return it and pay $200.
But then you owe $200 next month.
Oh,
no.
Right.
You don't owe $200 next month. You returned it. You still owe the same amount.
No, you don't. They cancel each other out. You know,
y'all done.
I'm gonna bring a pad and paper tomorrow and pen. We're going to go through this in detail at lunch.
Okay. Simple. If you... Hold on a second.
I'm not going to lunch tomorrow. Why do you keep saying lunch?
Why are we going to lunch tomorrow? You ain't going to lunch Friday.
I got stuff to do Thursday.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Anyways.
We can't talk about this on the sneak disc.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody cares.
Okay.
But you're fraud.
What else came out this fraud. Week? What else came out?
The Naked Ultra Boost Waves is coming out. It came out at the actual retailer. Now it's coming out everywhere else.
Those are the mint ones?
Yeah.
Those are fire.
Fire.
Those are women's only?
No. Supposedly they're marked in men's sizes.
I asked the dudes and they said, yeah.
Yeah. Supposedly they're marked in men's sizes because someone found at Urban Necessities a 13, a men's 13, which I had no idea even existed. Because the release at the store, Naked, came out at like 2 a.m. our time. So I'm assuming none of us were awake.
Are those the ones that you were looking at earlier that were 260?
Yeah.
I'm gonna need to get those.
The mint ones with the knit
cage
or whatever, yeah.
Those are fire.
Also, that premium gray suede 11 is coming out.
Yes. Suck.
No, I don't think it sucks.
For 400?
For 400,
yeah,
it sucks.
Anything sucks for that price.
What is on your face? Bro, you got to buy stuff.
Man, you got to talk to you like that, no? What else? I know there was something else coming out. Oh, yeah, the restock, in quotation marks, of that NMD pack. The
cargo khaki pack?
What's it called? Tricolor. The restock of that's coming out, like at all the other retailers.
Nope.
Ooh.
The Jordan 1 Los Angeles and the Jordan 1 NYC are restocking. I don't know why. It's completely random.
The PSN, like the LA?
Yeah, the white, all white one, LA, and all black New York.
That's stupid.
And
you can find those under retail already.
I think that's it. Oh, and then that SB Dunk High purple box that people are comparing to.
Those suck.
Shit, I forgot what the release was, but yes, they super suck.
When is the black box? I thought it was the black box that comes out.
What's that?
I thought the black box comes out this weekend. No?
The box is black, but the shoe is called purple box, I guess, for some reason. I don't know.
Oh.
I think so. That's what this is. This could be wrong, obviously.
So, kind of got into... Actually, a few things we're talking about today. We're actually talking about actually being addicted to sneakers.
Addiction.
We haven't touched that yet.
Very, very serious.
And probably touch on actually dealing with selling sneakers nowadays. It's becoming ridiculous. And we're going to do top five Christmas shoes to us at the end. So, I'm going to actually start with Ryan. Why not? Ryan, are you addicted to sneakers?
The first step to recovering is admitting that you have a problem.
You haven't said yes or no.
Should I say admitting?
Yes or no.
I think I might be addicted to sneakers.
What are you talking about? Don't be ridiculous. Of course you are.
I think I might be.
Yes, you are. I'm addicted to sneakers.
Okay,
I don't even have nowhere near the amount of sneakers you have.
Is this an intervention or is this a podcast?
No, I'm just saying, can you be addicted to sneakers?
Guests are coming in the front door as we speak.
Yeah, they're circling in the family room. They're waiting for us to finish. Yeah, I'm addicted to sneakers.
How many times do you quit? I would say this personally for myself. I probably quit.
Well, first of all, we don't call it quitting. What do sneakerheads call it? We call it...
Retiring.
No. We call it...
Sneakercation.
We call it a shoecation.
A shoecation. I ain't never called it that.
How many shoecations you been on?
I've retired 3 or 4 times.
No, that's more than that.
No, I've actually... I've retired. No, can I put it this way?
You say that a lot.
I say I'm going to a lot. But there's periods where I do go where I'm not.
You'll go them. Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You'll go like a month where you hate everything, and then for the next 6 months you love everything, and then a gap is all over. It's a cycle.
Yeah, but when I was in college, I really retired. I sold.
Yeah, so every did I. Period. I told you that I didn't buy a. I mean, I bought like random shit here and there, like when the penny one first retroed, I bought those, the Black Cat fours. I think that was like an 07 maybe. Or 06, bought that on East Bay. I'm sure they were sitting there because there wasn't no such thing as releases back then. So I bought like random shit. I bought a lot of Vans, SBs, but between like 2001 and 2010, I wasn't buying shoes like now where I'm like, gotta have the new Boost.
I would say.
Like those Ronnie Fives. I'm gonna scrap some of them.
Oh yeah, those today, whenever this comes out.
I actually want to know if it's like actual when it hits midnight on the 23rd, or if it's the 23rd day and then midnight to the 24th. And I'm gonna check both because I need them. Because
they should have put 11:59.
Well, yes, I'm addicted to sneakers. Are you addicted to sneakers, George?
We already established that.
Yes, I'm addicted to Ultra Boost and. I wouldn't say I'm addicted to Jordans anymore, but definitely Ultra Boost and finding whatever Nike has that like is designing new that potentially could be as comfortable as Ultra Boost.
Yes, we're all addicted. I've retired, no joke, college. I just got angry. One of those like angry sneakerhead retirements where it's just like, Jordan does nothing for me. He don't even know me. Nike don't know me. And I give him all my money. And then you just sell every single thing. I sold over 500 pairs to one guy in Amsterdam.
That sounds like...
all of them.
Tinfoil on my hat, man.
I had tons.
You sound like conspiracy theorists.
All right. So. It costed about $2,000 to ship that many pairs to Amsterdam. Facts. All
yeah,
right.
You told me you taped the boxes together.
I got to the point to where the post office started taping the boxes. And I was like, you know what? Whatever. Just tape the shoe box. I don't give a shit.
It looked like a transformer.
all that stuff. The only pairs I kept were infrared 2000s, gray toe 13s, a few Jordan 2 lows, and I don't know, maybe a few runners. I don't necessarily right now, having the podcast, I think it makes you like want to buy sneakers more. I think it's done that for me. I don't know about you guys.
I walked into my sneaker room yesterday.
No,
it was sad.
Well, hold on.
Say what?
I walked into my sneaker room yesterday and kind of got sad a little bit.
Yeah, but that's because you have three times as much as we do. Hold on a second. Let me go back to that because you said the podcast might make you buy more. If Boost would have never got invented, I don't know if that's true because I definitely there's before Boost. Like you guys already know, it coincided with me refinancing on my house because you guys made fun of me that for that whole month when I first copped the white Ultra Boost and then just bought like five pairs in the first 2 weeks or whatever. So if those would have never existed or I never bought them, I probably wouldn't be crazy like that.
Yeah, George went from like George, since I've known him for the past 4 years, was like the equivalent of like a weed smoker. Once he refinanced his house, it's like he went straight to heroin and he needed it every day. He needed that fix.
Hey, I mean, no joke. When you get something in the like mail day, it's exciting. You know, opening that box up, like, oh.
And that's the thing.
Boost is here.
Are we addicted to sneakers or the act of getting sneakers?
I think I'm addicted more to the act of getting sneakers because anymore, when I get a box in and I open it, I'm like, eh. But like,
nah,
when I get
not
it,
me.
And like the anticipation of getting it and the hunt for it, like, that's what the thrill is. Like, the fact, like, when I.
All right, now I'll say this. It was fun waiting for the. Because once. I mean, I wouldn't say it was fun. Well. Once we knew they had V2s at Undefeated, then it became more fun than it was before that. Like at first,
yeah, but
we
that entire day was fun.
Right, but I wouldn't have been happy standing in line if we didn't get V2s. Like, I would have stayed at the front of the line bullshitting and, like, hoping people thought we were trying to cut. No. That was more funny to me than anything.
Yeah, I mean, because we weren't going to go in the first place when we went to Undefeated that day. But me and Ryan had been out the entire morning, and it was just funny. I mean, just hijinks. But Ryan... I know for a fact you're addicted to the process of getting sneakers because you get crazy when we're going to get sneakers. Dude.
Yeah,
you can't stand in any line. Late, huh? You're looking for people to cut. I enjoy the hunt. Like I do. But like George said,
I don't know if that's true though, because like
you know what? Let's take that back.
Well, hold on. My example is this. Think about like it's adrenaline, yes, but I don't know if it's fun because when we used to like pull up to Nike Scottsdale and be like, don't be a line. And then you see how many people is there. You either get happy or you get sad.
Well, back then, it depended.
Or HOH or whatever.
Now, we wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't.
Like, even for like...
We did it on Undefeated Day. We were hoping the line would be small. I mean, in theory,
no,
I guess.
Didn't. I mean, we went there because we thought I wanted to see the store. Like, that's why I went.
We went there for that and like...
But if there would have been 40, 50 people, we would not have went and stood in the back.
Probably not, no.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't know.
And, I mean, I mean,
we were like, what, 30?
20, yeah, 30.
It wasn't, we were like that far off.
And I didn't think they were going to let like 3 or 4 people in at a time. I figured like they would let like 25 people in. Like,
yeah.
You know, I thought the doors would open and everybody just go in. Like they would like cut it off when it got out of control.
Once it would have been confirmed all the Yeezys were gone, we would have left. That wouldn't have been fun no more. And it was kind of hot. It started getting a little hot out there. I think, like you said, I love the fact of like winning, knowing others didn't win. I'm sorry.
That's good.
But like, that's like what it's
always. Yeah, but that's what it is.
That's what it's always been about.
No, it's not. That's why I texted that today to the thread. All these new nerds who've never been able to cop shoes bragging about their bot and how they cooked or how they got 10 pairs. And 1 year ago, they got 0 pairs on every release. That is annoying to me.
It's annoying.
I'm not stunning on people because I got Yeezys and someone else didn't. I like the fact that I got them.
Okay, no.
Yeah, and that somebody else didn't. Maybe
no, it has nothing to do with that. If everyone got them, I'd be the same. I have the same
like,
attitude.
It's like when I got the call for the black white ones, and I was like, oh man, like, I just got a Yeezy for retail. Or like when we were in line Undefeated, and I'm like, oh shit, like we're about to get Yeezys for retail.
Yeah.
And then you get it, and you get home, and you're like, eh.
Not me.
What are you talking
not
about?
Me.
You literally told us you felt different from the inside out.
You do. You
like,
got
what
three
are you
pairs
talking
now.
About?
You actually went and listened to us finally and traded all your shoes for one pair.
We might not stunt like... Okay, you know what stunting is? Is when you walk out with a Yeezy retail. Stunting is when you have the bag and you see the 350 through the bag and you walk past every single person in the line, whether you have to walk by them or not, it's stunning. Now, you're not like cooked, stacked boxes and all that. I don't care what anybody says. You walk out with a Yeezy in the bag in front of everybody, you feel a certain type of way, and everyone's looking like,
well, you might, but it's, I'm saying for me, it's not intentional. I don't say, like, I got this.
Yeah, it's not intentional. Didn't. Like, you ain't doing a unboxing in front of everybody in line.
And
like,
when you don't get them, you say, ay, caramba.
It's not. But, yes. Yeah, but see, the thing is with Ryan, when he's in a line, like, we're picking up Space Jams. You end up getting, like, five pair of Space Jams. Like, you treat each pair of Space Jams like it's the first one you picked up. Like, I gotta get it, get it to me now. I'm like, you got three more in the car already. Like, it doesn't make you skip.
There was a lot of bags in the car.
Yeah, like, the hunt, like, see, Ryan likes to go out. He likes being in the streets like that. I do.
I'm a street kid.
I do.
But you're not talking about hunting, though. You're already, that's guaranteed pairs you're picking up. There's a difference between hunting. Hunting is, like I said, you pull up, it's first come, first serve. You hope there's, when we went to HOH, at midnight for, Weatherman's, we were praying there was no one in line. And when we got up to the top and there was no one there, we were like, oh, shite, we're 1 and 2. And then they were like, no, line's downstairs.
Yeah. And we were like 12 and 11.
Yeah, I mean, we still were like 11, 12, something like that. But, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. That's the hunt. Or, like, you might hear, like, five stores are first come, first serve, and you go to all five until you actually find it. Or finding fragment ones at freaking Marshall's.
Which I still don't
not,
believe that.
Not like when you have a reserve pair and you just go.
Yeah, but like
sitting on the couch. But you had to hunt for it. You had to, like, go there, sign up. You had to go there, get the tickets. You had to
I still consider you having a guaranteed pair raffle, like, hunt. Like, I don't even go get raffle tickets. I don't even move for a raffle ticket anymore. It has to be a bread. It has to be a Yeezy. It has to be. Actually, this is my first time getting a raffle ticket for a Yeezy. Was for this black and white one.
There's only one or two stores ever.
I never
and undefeated.
Never went to House of Hoops. I never went to Shoe Palace. I never went to none of them.
Kentucky taking L's, B.
I look at it as like sitting on the couch and I'm just playing with my baby and I get both OVOs. I get both OVO 10s just like that. Me and you driving get PSNYs. Get Salmon Toes. Like, getting stuff like that. I don't care what anybody says. It makes you feel a certain type of way.
Yeah, because you're winning. We've talked about that before, but you said earlier,
Addicted to winning. You're addicted to winning.
That's different than you won, haha, someone else lost. That's just, we won, finally. That's different.
But I like the fact that somebody else lost.
But I don't feel that way.
I do.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
I do.
He likes
because it makes what you got
more special.
That's why we get. That's why
even with Space Jams, people lost.
Hey, I mean, you know what?
Right? A million pairs still lost.
Evie, because you get salty. You get salty when you send screenshots. Can't believe this nerd got this shoe. Can't believe this nerd got this shoe. Can't believe this geek doesn't deserve this shoe.
But what point are you trying to make with that? That's facts. But what point are you trying to make?
Because you're salty. Because they won.
But that doesn't mean if I win, I'm going to go.
So,
when was the last time
I've done worse?
When was the last time I posted anything saying, like, it's a W? Probably the last time was Moon Rocks. And I didn't even get those for retail. That wasn't even really a W. That was like, oh, I paid resale for them. Like, yes, Brendan got me a price that's in my price range and helped me out. But it wasn't like, it wasn't a win per se. It was a victory in a certain manner, but like, well, you already know who I am. Okay. I don't go brag about that stuff, so it's different.
Yeah, I mean, okay, fine. Then I guess your way, like, mine is different. Like, I don't ever post. We get tons of pickups. We rarely post it on, like, anything, if ever. Rarely. But if I get a Salmon Toe, I'll be like, that's weird. And I'll post it.
Yes. The truck.
I know. Like, I did it with a lot of things. I mean, that I got that, like, maybe somebody else didn't get. PSNY, both OVO 10s, Salmon Toes.
Yeah, but a lot of that is like shock. That's why you're posting it.
Shock and like, I didn't get it. Oh, I did.
Oh, you guys didn't? You guys tried it?
You're probably absolutely right.
Oh.
Like, I don't care. I'm addicted to the fact of I won.
I mean, everyone wants to win, but that doesn't mean everyone likes seeing other people lose.
Like, oh, I don't like seeing them lose, but I like knowing, like, oh, you got them too, fam? Oh, that's cool. Oh, you didn't? Hey, man, maybe they'll restock, bro.
But he feels a certain type of way.
But I'm not.
He doesn't mean it. Though. He doesn't mean it though.
Because that's me for sneakers. That's how I got into it in the first place.
How'd you feel when you didn't get bread ones?
I felt awful.
That's how those people feel, and you're targeting, you're glorifying it.
No, but I felt awful because it was like, what is that? Like the fifth time I didn't get bread ones. Like I couldn't get bread ones. I had two of the greatest pair of band ones of all time. And I got greedy and sold them to that Middle Eastern man for $700 each. Everybody supported. Anyways,
I'm just gonna go ahead and say like the oil money probably worth a little bit more. But
so when I didn't get them for like the fourth time, I'm like, I will never get another band one again. Thank God Don hooked it up. I mean, I paid more money, but finally I have a band one now. All right.
The curse of the band one.
But when I got into sneakers, it was about the sneakers. I did love them, but I enjoyed the fact of how much everyone else looked at them and was like, "Bro, Greg has the white pair too. Yo, he got the black pair too." I did. It made me feel a certain type of way. Huh? It's like getting Yeezys now. Ryan, facts. Yeezys make you feel a certain type of way. Period. It does.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm just saying, he didn't go posting everywhere.
I have friends that text me, and if I know they don't have Yeezys, I don't respond anymore.
We don't know what Ryan did with them. But didn't Yeezys make you feel different?
Make you feel a little different.
So. It makes you feel a little. Why?
Because you're a sneaker elitist.
You're a sneaker elitist. And I hate sneaker elitists. But I like the way it makes you feel. I do. You come through. Like, I debate every day on wearing salmon toes. I just, like, I don't want to wear them yet. But part of me is, like, nobody's not going to know what they are anyways. But
yeah, that's different.
Still, I don't know. I know for a fact I'm addicted. I mean, my wife, all the time. We talk about it all the time. And I think she's more lenient to sneakers now because of the podcast. I do. Like, she said the other day, she said, "Hey, man, you going to chill out for a little bit?" And I told her, "Man, I haven't bought nothing." She was like, "You just got salmon toes." Y'all know my wife. She don't know none about sneakers. And she even said, that was weird. I said salmon toes. I'm like, all right, I'm going to chill a little bit. But she knows that, like, it's something that I'm not going to stop. I told her, I said, "If I stop, I'm going to do crack cocaine. Which one do you want me to do?" I was like, I know I'm addicted to it. We stopped and started back up. We started back up at what? Concord's? Weatherman's? What did we start back?
Nah, the first thing I bought was Flint 13s.
I can't even remember. Oh, yeah, that's
right. I remember for a fact. And I actually got, the weirdest part about it was, okay, so the only reason I bought them, for some reason I knew they were coming out on Black Friday. And Hannah wanted to go to Gap in Chandler Mall because it was 50% off everything on Black Friday. And it was at midnight. And the line was like on the where Kona's at, that little food area right there. The line was like out into the parking lot. And they had like the barriers up. And we were like, we're not waiting in this line. We skipped like almost to the front. And they were handing out gift cards as you go in. But you had to have a wristband. So when we got to the front, we were probably like, 10th in line. And we just were like, we're not going to get a gift card. We'll just go in because I don't want to wait with all these people. Doors open. No joke. People running to Finish Line, Champs, whatever else is in there for Flint 13s. Running. Went to the store, hadn't bought a Jordan in I don't know how long. And I was like, "Oh, I heard the 13s released. You guys got them?" He was like, "Nah, we sold out. But I got my pair back here if you want it. $285. I said, "Man, you must be smoking." Went home at whatever time we got home, 2 a.m. Looked online, Finish Line, sitting. Used a coupon code. I got them for like 20% off.
Those are the good old days.
And that's what restarted.
And those were the good days, too. Like, when the releases came out at midnight Eastern, we could look at it at 10 p.m. So, at 10 p.m., you knew if you had your pair or not. If you didn't, you'd go check out the line.
Yeah, that's what we used to do all the time.
This is true.
That was, like, the best. Because you could cop. And when Concourse dropped, we copped. Both of us copped two pairs at home and then went to Nike.
Yep. I think we bought them on the way. Well, you checked out on the way. I checked out here.
No, I checked out here. You checked out on the way.
No, you did.
I checked out first.
Finish Line?
No, you didn't. On Concourse? I did.
No, you were in the passenger seat. I don't remember.
No, I drove.
What are you talking about? We were in my Charger. We drove the Superstition. We drove everywhere. In Santan? What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you checked out in the car. I checked out here.
Anyways.
All I know is that Finish Line charged my card about 14 times on Concord releases, and I got two pairs.
Yeah, charged everybody's car like
But we had 15 times. We had pairs reserved there, though, so we were driving to pick the reserve pair. Anyways, yeah, same thing.
I see other cats online. They be buying, like, anything. Like, I think, like, the homie Rome, he's definitely addicted.
Anyone who buys every single thing, yes.
If people that buy every single thing, that's a different type of addiction. I don't know what that one is, all right? Because there's a lot of stuff out there that's what I consider trash, okay?
There's no way I can wear everything I have. And the...
We can't.
I mean, for the most part, the last 20 things I bought is either Boost, Flyknit, maybe a Jordan here and there, and that's it. Like, what else? I can't think of anything. Vans. That's it. Vans, Boost, Flyknit something, and a Jordan 1, maybe. I can't think of anything else.
Nothing else. Anything else, Dan?
We should start a sneaker addiction helpline.
It's a real addiction for me. I don't know about you guys.
I mean, as far as what?
I'm never stopping. I don't care.
But what do you, like, sit at home and, like, twiddle your thumbs and, like, you want to cop? You want to check out?
Or okay. Yeah, when I come in to somewhere and I log into my computer and my first websites I hit up, I open up Soul Collector, Sneaker Lose, Complex, Dat Piff or Mixtapes,
Sneaker Steel,
Oneness,
Kick Steels,
Ruvilla. These are literally what I open up every single morning. Packer, Oneness, Sneaker Politics. I've
sent you like links to stuff lately and you say you are not buying nothing.
Yeah, but I go in there and look for something that somebody might not even be paying attention. I just go just to look. They might not be paying attention that's on there. And I
like
just,
it used to be like when like 3-4 years ago, Kith used to post stuff up before they would send out tweets. Like, that's how I got like that like France camo Air Max pack and the Japan camo Air Maxes. I literally, like, I would check every day at 9 a.m. or 10 a.m., depending on what the time difference was, because Kith would post up at noon. I'd be on their website every day at noon, or noon Eastern. And, like, still, like, yeah. Like
I just wait till Soul Links tweet.
I go.
That's it. Now. I don't check
nothing. I check all of them.
I go to work. I open up Hype Beast, Complex, Sneaker News.
I don't think Hype Beast works.
Sneaker Steel, Kicks Deals. And then I, like, go just, yeah. And then sometimes I just go look around on sites, like, whatever.
But see, I mean, like, now that might be an addiction because I don't care about like, because at that point you're just like, what can I get for 80 or 70 and just buy it just because it's half price. See, I don't, stuff like that is not for me.
Well, that's what Simple does. Simple will buy something if it's like, oh, $60, I'll buy it. I don't. I just like to know what's out there just in case. I go on Soul Collector. When we start knowing release dates and what's coming out for stuff, before we even know like what's happening in the world, somebody would be like, yo, did you see what happened in... And this so-and-so, I'm like, oh, nah. But then,
yeah, but that's because you don't set up alerts for, like, breaking news or CNN.
Yeah, but I do
set
pay up alerts to the news. I do pay attention to the news, but I pay attention to the news later. It's like early morning. Those are the first things I go on. Then I might go on the news website around, like, lunch, like something like that. Like, that's it. Facts. Or unless somebody texts me, like, yo, someone got shot. And then I'll go look it up. what else are we talking about? Selling shoes?
Yeah, we're talking about selling shoes. Selling shoes are crazy now.
It's annoying now. Okay.
Bro, I had...
all right. Well, what are you going to expound?
So, Ryan had it. Ryan had a situation.
Yeah. I had a situation.
Oh, yeah. That is... Yeah, that's...
Go ahead. Yeah. So, I'm selling... Well, first of all, another one today. I'm selling a pair of Deadstock. I know you guys told me not to buy them to begin with. Wave Wades. And they're Deadstock. Like, there are pictures on it. This man keeps emailing me. You send me pictures... of the shoes. I'm like, dude, they're dead stock. I've got 300 feedback, positive feedback. Like, it's a dead stock shoe. He's like, can you show me?
How do you have 300 feedback? You, like, ask us how to do stuff on eBay.
He was like, can you show me?
I have, like, 90.
He was like, can you show me pictures of the condition? I'm like, they're brand new in the box. Can you authenticate them? No, I have 300 feedback. Do you want the shoes or not? Stop bugging me. But then this man emails me about a pair of Adrian Peterson Nike NFL Trainer 7.0s. Look them up. They're an ugly shoe. It's a Nike Trainer in elephant print with purple hints on it. Put it on eBay, $80 ship. This man, or $90 ship. This man emails me. Will you take 70 ship? No, I'll do 80. Okay, I'll do 80. What's the condition of the box? Is the box in mint condition? I'm like, dude, I'm not home right now. I have no idea. He's like, are the laces attached to the shoe? And I was like, bro, I don't know. I'm not home right now. Like, I'll look like when I get home. email him back. Hey, man, like, the laces are attached to the shoe. The box is not in mint condition, but it's stackable. Okay, would you take 70 since the box is not in mint condition? No, I won't. Thanks for your time. Like, see you later. He's like, listen, man, I'm trying to get these so that in 10 years I can pull them out of the closet and be the only person with this shoe dead stock. Literally told me I am
with the box.
Yeah, with the box. And then it says, I am a very large and serious sneaker collector with a portfolio of $25,000. Almost threw my phone out the window. Almost threw my phone. Did he ever buy him? He bought him.
Oh, okay.
He had a sneaker. He had his sneaker portfolio ranked. Like, he must be on StockX more than George does with his portfolio.
I would have lost my mind. I can't stand.
I should have doogied in the box and sent it to him.
I can't stand 20 questions when trying to sell somebody something. Like, I don't get it. Like, I understand the fear of everybody being scared of being scammed. But it's getting, like, way too annoying now. I was trying to help my homegirl, shout out to Gia, California, buy Velvet 11s.
Yeah.
Found a guy. I don't like when people post, like, I have them, here's the price, hit me up, invoice. And then they take forever to, like, do anything. So I said, hey, got a homegirl, here's the email address. She says you want to pay. Oh, I'm at work right now, so I'll get that invoice to her later. Like, bruh, when you don't post that stuff yet unless you're ready to start sending stuff. So then he's like, prepare the invoice. I said, yo, she's waiting. Oh, look, I'm trying to protect myself. Is she a good person? Like, do you know her well? Like, is she legit? I said, look, man, just send the invoice to her. That's it. Hey, man, I don't want any funny business. That's what he started saying. I don't want any funny business. I said, how are you going to have funny business? You have the product. Like, we don't want any funny business. We're going to give you actual money. We don't want a fake. I said, how could it be funny business if you have all the power? You have the product. All right, bro. What's her address? And I said, when you send the invoice to the email and she pays a name and an address, it all comes back to you. All right. All right, man.
This was from eBay or this is from what?
It's a PayPal invoice. Like, the guy was on a Facebook group.
Oh,
and so I'm just like, so he's like, I'm preparing it. I mean, I'm being thorough.
Yeah, you're talking about people that sell in person only if it's stuff like that.
I mean, it is just the most annoying thing ever. So then he goes, yeah, I don't want any funny business. Is she legit? I said, bro, you have two options. You email the invoice and she pays, or you email it and she doesn't pay. You still have your product. It doesn't matter. All right, man, I'm going to send this. And look, no offense to you. I hate when they say that. No offense to you, but I have to do my checks and balances. I said, man, just send it. Sent it. She paid immediately. And I get it. We've all been scammed.
I'm in the middle of a scam right now.
I've been scammed before. Not scammed, but like...
Oh, yeah. Triple Black Ultra Boost. Yeah, I didn't give an update on that. So I called rather than do it online. And she was like, oh, yeah, I can tell it's in your favor right now, but we're going to give him till... I think they said the 23rd to respond. If he doesn't respond, then we'll just automatically put the money back in your account. So, which is what they normally do anyways if the person doesn't ship. Or the only other time, you already know, was I tried to get those Galaxy KDs, and the price was like a steal price, like way lower than it should have been. And they shipped it something to New York instead of shipping something to Phoenix. So that's obviously like a dead giveaway for a scam, whatever it was. But this dude... I should have probably known better because his eBay feedback, he had like a bunch of negatives. Like his eBay feedback was like 85%, but he still had like 1,000 transactions or whatever. You know what I mean? So like stuff like that always makes me wonder, how do you have so many transactions on eBay and so many are negative? But if you don't ever respond, like you can't keep using that PayPal account. Like what do you do? He just needed my 260 to leave to go to Brazil or something? Hide him? I don't get it.
I remember that one time.
Where's 260 going to get you unless he's scamming everyone for like $10,000 or something?
When me and you had, we were driving from Scottsdale and I had a KD on eBay.
Oh, yeah.
And the homeboy was like, I wanted like 290 or 280. He was like, oh, I wanted like 250.
He said, I'll give you 300.
I'll give you 300. What the heck is this?
I used to get those.
Get that email, that fake PayPal email. Yeah. Like, keep paying. I'm like... I'm going, yo, he paid. I think I got 300.
I got one of those too.
You check your PayPal account, it's like still zeros, and you're like, yo, what the deal? I'm like, and I get that's what everybody, but I just feel like nowadays it's just so much work to sell something, get rid of it, sell it, anything like that. I mean, even if you do Craigslist, everybody's terrified to meet up with you, which, like I said, I get. But they're terrified. All right, can we meet inside the? And I always meet at the grocery store, inside the grocery store.
Yeah,
anyway,
when I do at the mall or something like that. Yeah. See, like, I won't buy in person for someone. It's not that I don't trust people. It's that I don't like it's inconvenience to me. I don't want to have to drive somewhere to meet someone for sneakers. I want them joints shipped to my house.
You're shook.
Okay, I don't know what that means. I like to have them now. If I could get a meet in person, I'm good.
I think the other problem is in Phoenix, everyone who sells shoes lives on the west side. So, like, when you're in Goodyear, you're fine. You can go down the street and meet someone.
They are always on the west
side. The person I met for Triple Blacks, and he was a super nice guy, but I didn't even know he worked in Scottsdale, or I probably would have said meet at Scottsdale Mall or something, but he lived in Goodyear or Maryvale or somewhere. Everyone lives on the west side. It makes no sense. No one on the east side likes shoes.
So, anything else?
I don't think so. There was something else I was going to bring up, but I don't remember.
Good luck selling your shoes. Like it's easy to trade now.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay, so you guys like making fun of GOAT, StockX, and whatnot, and it is obviously a hassle to wait 7 days or whatever to get paid for something, but when you can guarantee there's no scam involved as a seller, I've sold five things on I've sold one thing on StockX and five things on GOAT, and when you get something, like the money verified on GOAT and you transfer to PayPal, they transferred immediately. So I mean, to me it works perfectly fine for what it is. It's obviously a hassle that you have to pack it up and take it to drop it off at UPS, but you don't have to pay for shipping. The buyer does, the label's free. So to me that's easy.
So,
and there's no negotiation. The price is already online, or you post it with an ask and someone buys it.
Oh my god, get off StockX dick. Okay.
I don't know what that has to do with anything, but...
So...
You're literally talking about pulling your hair out, which is now shorter. By the way, you obviously pulled all your hair out from that eBay transaction, which made you cut your hair to even it out. And now you're saying F StockX and F GOAT.
Another thing, too, people using ground shipping, which we talked about this morning.
So... Oh, yes. Yeah, fuck you if you fucking ship ground shipping.
Ground shipping.
Don't send me shit
anymore. If you don't put my shoes on an airplane, I will lose it.
Ground shipping is the new next day, though.
Ground shipping...
It's a $2 difference. I'll pay by you... I'll gift you $2.
It's not a $2 difference at UPS or FedEx, but at USPS, the Postal Service, it is.
Can I tell you?
Everything should be shipped priority mail. Here's the funniest thing.
I have breaking news.
Well, hold on a second. So the funniest thing is I love shipping. Well, that's all I ship with to ensure that someone signs for it and the price is lower. Yeah, simple. Shoot yourself.
Yeah.
USPS, but I hate getting packages from them because the Postal Service will just leave it on the doorstep. The other ones will actually put it in the carport.
Okay, I have breaking news right now. This will not be breaking news tomorrow because people will already have known. Those eights coming out are not undefeated eights.
I mean, didn't he call me?
They're super the late yesterday Jordan for saying that, or official Take Flight pack. It's a 5, which is dope as hell. A 15, which sucks dick, and the undefeated.
You've seen them all already. You've seen them already.
But it's not an undefeated shoe. So it's just a Jordan release shoe. Like, it's not.
So
then it's a possibility that undefeated
eights. You're super late then? Or who's super late? Me or you?
You just said the release date today, which we've known for years.
No, that was a release date for the black and gold fours.
True.
Not for the other ones.
When did you say that the eight was not an undefeated eight?
Okay, first of all, so is it a possibility that the original picks of the undefeated eight still might be real?
No.
So no, then, that Jordan released official pictures today. That's official Jordan pictures.
Yes, and that is undefeated.
That's no, it's not undefeated. That's the eight.
They called it undefeated.
They called it undefeated. So
that's no longer undefeated. Now, the original undefeated sneaker picks, are those coming out then?
No, I think that was that.
So then there's no undefeated eights.
I don't believe so.
No.
Well.
Breaking news.
Yeah, suck. That's not breaking news.
Yes, it is. He didn't know. You're the bass.
I seen that picture of that pack together. I seen that picture.
I guess it is lighting everything on fire tonight.
I seen that picture of them all together, but I didn't think anything of it. And I forgot about those fives. Those we're fives about, are all right.
Suck. We're about to log into Facebook tomorrow. Excommunicated.
Everything on that list that Nike made official today, the only thing that's dope is the fours. That's it.
Well, those fives are sick.
Yeah, sick like they suck.
Those fives are dope as fuck. Those fives are sicker than George's right now.
Anything else going on we wanted to talk about? I feel like there's something else. Shoot. Y'all want to just get into the top five Christmas sneakers?
Yeah. Do it.
Top five Christmas sneakers.
Best Christmas sneakers of all time.
To us.
To us. Because, you know, I didn't add a lot of stuff. I focused more on basketball. I didn't add like any Asics or anything like that.
Did anything ever come out that was good?
Oh yeah, there was some good stuff.
No, they're not, because everything that was on your list was trash.
No, okay.
You had that Asics Rudolph pack.
That's dope. That Rudolph one is dope.
Was garbage.
It wasn't a pack. The Rudolph was dope. The rest of it sucked.
You talking about that had the green one? Elf color one, the green, that Rudolph one,
Santa, and the brown was Rudolph. That shit was dope. Okay. And those sold for like double retail when they came out.
Yeah, that morning.
All right, I'll go first then, since y'all want to duke you on this right now. I'll go honorable mentions first. The Adidas D Rose Nightmare Before Christmas.
I don't think it sucks.
The Nike Air Max.
The 90. Model sucks.
No, yeah, the model was okay. Good.
The model sucks.
No, the model was okay.
All the D Rose sucked.
No, they don't.
The Nike Air Max 90 Christmas gift wrap that came out last year. I think that's dope as hell.
That was a woman's shoe though, right?
Yeah. And then the Nike Amari Air Max Sweep Through, I thought was
suck.
For the Christmas, the green one.
I mean, you could thought it was dope. Suck. You literally that could be named the FedEx. The 86 FedEx.
And then I'm gonna go with the also on my honor mentions the KD5, the fuzzy TV. Cause
Fuzzy TV.
Yeah, like that one that looked like a fuzzy TV. Like,
oh, that
like
video game trash?
The video five. Game one that you...
Man,
the those, TV before you plugged your...
That
your
KD TV model in. Might be one of the worst sneakers of all time.
Yeah.
It's not quite that far, but...
They suck.
That might be the worst sneaker ever.
Yeah, tried to hoop in them and almost broke my half my body.
The concept for that shoe was...
That was only your honorable mention list?
Yes. Good now, Lord. Let me get to he my loves top Christmas five. Shoes, I love Christmas shoes. Top five.
And we gotta talk about...
I would
about,
have the Kobe Cheetah on there, too, because that was a dope shoe, but when, it wasn't Christmas themed.
Do you wear Christmas shoes year-round, even if it's not called Christmas?
No. Like, I would wear, like my... yeah, you guys the, are weird. The Kobe 5s that he wore on
why
Christmas.
Why is that weird? What why would you wear a weird? Christmas sneaker, like, in the middle of June or something?
I mean, it's not a costume. You're just wearing Grinches or whatever. No. I mean.
Okay, like a Grinch is different. Like that's a Grinch different. Is different, or the Chaos 5 is different. The Chaos 5 is like one of the dopest Christmas shoes of all time, but it wasn't a Christmas theme. It was just a Chaos 5.
I mean, are you, I mean, if you're talking... Okay, well, I'm not going to say it because it's on the list later, but yeah, sure.
All
right.
Okay. So, all right. Let me get into mine. And no, in my top five... Actually, like, two in my top five I would wear outside of December.
Let's put it this way. There are certain Christmas shoes... that are fine to wear year-round.
Number five, I would not wear outside of Christmas time. It's the LeBron 11 Christmas snowflakes.
Those suck.
I like all those. Right. It's a probably like no, it's a Christmas
the
shoe.
Color is okay.
And the snowflakes on it.
The shoe is awful.
The LeBron 11 model sucks, but the shoe, like, the, I think it's dope.
I know what an 11 looks like.
It's hey, like the posit one.
That one I like.
Oh,
I like.
Yeah, that suck.
Number four. They were the soldiers. Number four on my list, I also would not wear this shoe outside of Christmas time, the LeBron 9 Christmas, the red pair.
Because that one is really Christmas.
With the snow on the bottom, like,
those that's, are a, that's probably the best part about it is that the outsole was translucent with the glitter or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, it looks like snow.
I think I had like seven of those.
Number three to me.
Seven?
I had a grip of those Christmas shoes at the house.
Oh, that was the when you came from the release. Oh yeah,
I had the most
there.
Of the LeBrons.
I was like, what?
I had the most of the LeBrons.
Number
back when we used to have a consignment shop.
Yes.
Yes. eBay. number three on my list, the Kobe 8 stained glass. Not the one with the scales on it. The one that Greg sold me to play
is
basketball
in. Is that what it's
in.
Called?
Well, it's like a stained glass or like Christmas lights or something. Whatever you want to call it. But like that pair. Glass.
That, I mean, yeah. One of the best Kobe's of all time.
Yes. Number two, and I would wear that one outside of December because I think you can wear that. You could wear that anytime.
You could wear that one.
I mean, I did wear it.
Number two,
other months.
The Nike Kobe Grinch. I would wear that outside of December.
Number two, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
I guess you can wear it outside. I mean, it's so iconic. There's no other Christmas shoe that's considered iconic. Number one has to be like
Pau Gasol, P.
Number one.
Hyper Dunk.
Number one.
Well, real quick, like the Grinch you can wear outside because, like I said, it's iconic now. The Grinch is an iconic sneaker. Like,
I mean, it was back then. I remember being inside Flight Club the day after they released, and some dude was putting them in for $350 or $300.
And so that's fine to wear outside. There's no other Christmas sneaker that even comes close to the ranking of a Grinch.
No.
As far as sales, most identifiable, like, I can't think of another one.
Well, there was one at first, and prices have tanked, but we'll get into that later. What is number
one? Is it?
I'll go next, and I'll tell you which one.
Same color as a penny?
I don't know what that means.
Okay. Number one, I'm going with the George Martin split. I'm going with the Concepts ugly sweater.
Gregory started this.
Gray pair? No, it was you. We proved that in an episode four.
I don't know how
you Concepts ugly sweater gray pair, and the Concepts ugly sweater black pair.
All right,
those I haven't worn my black ones. I have them, but the gray pair. Shout out to George Martin for getting them from his plug in Iowa.
I keep on forgetting like who I got SBs for. I don't even remember that.
Everybody, but how you gonna do a split? It's the same shoe. You did the white and the black one.
Yeah. So I haven't worn the black pair, but the gray pair.
He's gonna wear one each on one foot.
Since I've gotten them, I've worn on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day for the past 3 years.
Let's talk about that too. I'm sick and tired of Christmas sneakers. This might be the first year Christmas sneakers came out before Christmas.
You mean in terms of?
Like you could wear them on Christmas or Christmas Eve. Typically, the sneakers usually drop like.
But what shoes are you talking about?
Nike.
Well, the.
What do you mean?
Ugly sweaters came out on Black Friday.
Christmas shoe, or are you talking about Space Jams?
The Christmas shoe themed.
But that's what I'm saying.
Which ones?
The KD4 or the Christmas ones, the hot sauce.
Those are the Christmas ones?
That's a Christmas one.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I don't know that either.
Is there a Kyrie one?
I think so. I don't know.
Because the...
What's the Kobe Christmas this year? Oh, tennis ball. The Ghost of Christmas Past or something.
Oh, that is right.
What? Yeah,
the Flyknit one.
Yeah.
It's a tennis ball. It looks like the Grinch. It's just a Grinch 11 or whatever.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
you have.
They're tight.
The swoosh is tiny.
I can't think of LeBron's.
I mean, I'm sure they're as big as his house. Red and green. I mean, that's all you need to know. They look like a tank. That's it.
All right. What's up with you guys, George?
All right. Number five. I know you hate these probably because you had them. I really don't see any shoe being above these on the list. KD4 Christmas. I think when they first came out, we were kind of like, they suck. But then the more I look at them, they're just monochrome. So they're not terrible. I mean, I think it would be number five.
They're not that monochrome.
I don't think I would even go past. Well, the bottom is black, but the rest of the shoe is monochrome.
That's what ruins it.
It might. If it was translucent or something, I'm sure it'll look better. But I couldn't even go past five and tell you what's dope. Like KD five
side down skillets.
Everything on this list I probably would wear at some point, maybe for not very long, but I at least would put it on my foot. Number four, the Concepts SB High, the black ugly sweater. I think it's better than the gray one. That was what I was gonna say earlier when I said something sold for as high at one point as the Grinch's, and it was that. And then the prices crashed when the SB.
That was with the Christmas ornament and a T-shirt.
Yeah, the Concepts box.
It was a tin box, an ornament, a koozie, and the shoes.
Yeah, those were going what 600 at some point.
They're like five to 556. Yeah.
Number three, I'm surprised you didn't have it on your list because it's better than the nine. The LeBron 8 V2 Christmas. That's better than the 9. I don't know why you didn't pick that one.
I like the 9s. The 9s are one of my favorite LeBrons.
The 8, I had the 8 in a 10.5. And I was like, if I had, of course, back in those days, we wore boots. But
I was like,
if I would have worn, if I would have had those in my size, I probably would have worn them. Number 2, you called it Kobe stained glass. Kobe 8 Christmas. Fire, still have them.
Well, there was two Kobe Christmas. I haven't worn them. So.
Well, yeah, not the next year one that came out with the horns on it or whatever.
I don't know why they first did that. One. That was the first time that's ever.
Maybe
happened.
The new model wasn't out.
That might be the worst Kobe Christmas shoe ever. Worst Christmas shoe ever.
It's not that.
Oh
bad.
No! Oh. Your KD4 is probably the worst Christmas shoe of all time.
KD4 is all right. KD5,
I mean
the copper,
the sweater one. He's talking about
KD5. No, that fuzzy TV video game.
But didn't they call it the sweater? Wasn't that one?
No, it was called like the. When the morning after Christmas. I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
It had like video games.
You get video games for Christmas.
Yeah. So it's like when you turn on channel 3 and it's that fuzzy screen. So you plug the Nintendo in.
That was one of the worst sneakers of all time.
Yeah, we had them.
I hated those.
All right. And then number one, obvious, Kobe Grinch. Could still wear it to this day. I don't know. You guys hate sixes, but I don't know why. Sixes are
actually. I still have my pair.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, what don't you have? I mean,
that's true. That's facts.
He doesn't have a Gamma 11 anymore. And
yeah, I do. I have a Gamma 11 still.
Well, I'm talking about what you traded in a white, what was it, 5?
Yeah.
And a GS shoe.
Yeah.
And some
Shadow 1 low. Some
greenbacks. Gregory.
Gregory, what you got?
No honorable mentions.
Good.
For number 5, I do have the Dunk. I'm sorry, number 7. Sorry, number 5.
What is wrong with you?
What is going on? Kobe 7 Cheetahs.
You high off the lean.
Looking at something on your phone.
You hated Cheetahs. You both hated Cheetahs. I can't even do that. I still hate
Cheetahs. He had 27 pairs of Cheetahs.
No.
Y'all talk me so much George garbage about Cheetahs when I say I like them.
They suck. The model, they do the 7 suck. Sucks. The 7 balls. Sucks.
But I didn't mind the shoe
colorway. If you put that colorway on a better model, like if that would have been on the 8, oh, fire.
Bro, let me tell you about the Kobe 7. I flew out to New York that Christmas. Our flight landed in New York at 5 a.m. I got my bag. I carried my bags on. Went straight to the subway. Didn't say anything to my family. Went straight to the subway.
I totally can see it. I need video of it.
Hopped on the subway. Took the subway to Times Square. Got off at Times Square. Went up the Foot Locker. Stood in line to get the Kobe's and the Kobe's and the KD's.
I'm actually feeling embarrassed.
You need an intervention. And then
he probably ran on the tarmac.
And then called my family and was like, hey, where are you guys at?
Come pick me up three hours later.
I just left Foot Locker and Times Square. Where are you guys at?
You're out of control. You probably still have them all to these days, too.
Number 4, Kobe Grinch.
God.
Number 3, Dunk Concepts, the white ones.
4?
That's what it is. Dunk Concepts, honestly, probably should be number 1 on all of our lists.
Nah, not
over. It's the only shoe that is that identical. Like, that is a Christmas shoe. I mean, they literally went as...
You could have put Krampus on there. That's a Christmas shoe. Krampus is for the bad kids.
But not a single person could be like, oh, yo, he got them Christmas joints.
Is there a Die Hard collab shoe? Because if there is.
I seen a Die Hard Christmas ornament.
I would buy it.
Number 3, I had Dunk Concepts. Number 2, I had LeBron 8 Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Those are tight. And then number 1, I had a mention. Let me go back. I'm going to mention I had LeBron 7. I did. And then number 1, Kobe 8 Christmas.
LeBron 7 is the one that's like black and red.
Black and red. Yeah. Nice. It was like one of the first, like that was like the first time they did that.
Oh, you got Kobe 8 number 1 instead of Grinch. All right, whatever. It's fine.
I mean, Kobe 8.
And you sold it. Why'd you sell it?
Because I never wore it. I mean, I didn't care. I mean,
it was kind of trash.
It wasn't true. You're crazy.
That might be the scuffed off.
That might be the only shoe I wore
one time.
I had to repaint.
That might be the only shoe where I actually sat there on NDC and just kept hitting add to cart until it worked.
That's one of the greatest shoes I've ever
made. Sat there for 15 minutes and didn't give up. I was in California. I thought
we got ours at Nike.
Nah.
Or maybe I did.
You might have. I was out of town. I was at my sister's house. I got them at HOH and wasn't in town. I was coming back Sunday or Monday or whatever day it was. And then that Mark was like, oh, next time just call in, bro. I'll hold it for you. I was like, oh, you are the most like.
What pair did he hold for you that one time when we went up to the gate? And he was like, yeah, I got you. And he gave you a ticket.
I don't think so.
Yeah. He gave you a ticket. No, me and you at the gate. And he came to the gate and gave us one of the ticket things already. And we were like, man, Mark actually hooked us up. Facts. And I remember what Kobe was. It might have been a Kobe 7. It might have been something. It might have even been a Christmas shoe. But that definitely happened at one point.
It wasn't me.
1,000,000%.
It might have been.
It was 1,000,000%. We were like, Mark actually hooked us up. Yes. And he gave you the ticket with like a barcode thing on it, sticker put on it. And he was like, here you go, man. Just come back at like 12 or something like that. Facts.
You got me.
You might.
Anything else?
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Follow us. Yeah. Oh, remember to vote.
When's Kwanzaa? Is Kwanzaa coming up?
Vote. I don't know.
That's right. You can't. Why are you asking him?
Why would you think I'm not asking you? You don't know?
You didn't look at me.
Happy Hanukkah.
Are you Jewish?
What?
Oh, you're Irish. My bad.
Bruh. I looked at him when I said Happy Hanukkah, but I'm looking at you now. Is that racist too?
Bruh, y'all racist.
What's Is Kwanzaa Islam?
What?
I'm trying to figure out what everybody's celebrating. Jamaican.
Bruh.
Or African.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Exactly. Okay. You should have just said that from the very beginning. Happy holidays to whatever you celebrate. How about that? Since y'all so racist. So.
You say, when is Kwanzaa? You look at the black man. You say, when is Hanukkah? You look at me. Like, bro, you're racist.
What else we got? Is that it? Anything else?
I think that's it. We're going to eat the rest of these things on the pretzels with the pecans and... We're going to get out of here and go home, finish Christmas shopping.
All right. Well, guess that's it.
Let's sneak this.